Continuing with the New Testament from the Holy Bible, Hohen Version, copyright 2011, all rights reserved. Read by Fred Hohen. Romans chapter 2. Therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are that judges, for when you judge someone else, you condemn yourself, for you who judges does the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to the truth, against those who commit such things. And do you think this, O man, that judges those who do such things, and who does the same, that you'll escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness and patience and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But after your hardness and unrepentant heart, store up for yourself anger for the day of anger and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Who will repay every man according to his deeds? To those who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But to those who are rebellious and don't obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and anger, tribulation and pain on every soul of man that does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that does well, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there is no favoritism with God. For as many as have sinned without law shall also be destroyed without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, who don't have the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, not having the law, are a law to themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also testifying, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing each other. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel, see, you are a Jew, and rest in the law, and make your boast of God, and know his will, and approve the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide of the blind, a light of those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babies, who has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. You, therefore, who teaches someone else, don't you teach yourself? You that preaches a man shouldn't steal, do you steal? You that says a man shouldn't commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You that hates idols, do you commit idolatry? You that makes your boast of the law, through breaking the law, do you dishonor God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. For circumcision truly profits if you keep the law. But if you're a breaker of the law, your circumcision is turned into uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keeps the law, keeps the righteousness of the law, won't his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And won't uncircumcision, which is natural, if it fulfills the law, judge you, who by the letter and circumcision transgresses the law? For he is not a Jew that is one outwardly, nor is that circumcision that is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew that is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God.